One of the other memorable ones was the grounding of HMS Alliance on Bembridge Ledge, which was one of the naval submarines, and she had been out on an exercise south of the island together with another sister submarine, and they were coming back, I believe, if I remember rightly, one Friday evening. Their exercise had overrun, and the word was at the time that they were having a race back to get back because there was a mess dinner or something. But anyway, what basically happened was that the Alliance tried to cut a corner on Bembridge Ledge and actually ended up on the ledge itself. And there was always a interesting little start to that casualty as far as the Coast Guards were concerned, because we on that particular day, one of the younger full-time Coast Guards was actually the duty man at Bembridge, and he received a telephone call from what was Gilkicker signal station. Gilkicker is on the mainland coast in the Leon Solent area. They were one of the radio stations for the Navy at that time. And the phone call came through to the guy at Bembridge and said, could you go and have a look round? You've got a strange report here. It seems we've got a submarine in trouble in Whitecliff Bay. So the particular Coast Guard at the time went up to the Coast Guard tower and had a look off. And he was only there a couple of seconds, had a look in Whitecliff Bay. And I can't see anything there. He thought, hang on a minute, what are these lights straight off of me? And he had a look through the glasses because it was dark. He said, "Isn't that? It's not in Whitecliff Bay, it's right off the station there." And at the time, he actually picked up the phone and called the station officer who was indoors and said, "Oh, Mr. Gear, I've got a submarine aground on the ledge. Can you come up to the lookout?" And the reply he got back was, "Don't be so bloody stupid, Frank." And the phone went there. So he thought for a minute, he went back. He said, "I'm not joking." He said, "There is a submarine on the ledge." "Oh, bloody hell." And that's just how it all happened to start. But, you know, it was always an interesting little story, that, of how that incident started. Later in that evening, the wind got up, as quite often it does, and it got up to a good 4-8 gale. And, of course, it started to get a bit uncomfortable. So by the morning, the Navy had started to amass one or two rescue vessels, and some of their heavy haulage vessels, and of course it was too rough to do anything, so it was concern for the sailors and on board. So two things happened. One was that they decided they were going to get a line aboard the submarine, and by a line, a rocket line, but the distance between the shore and the submarine was that great that the rescue equipment we had at Bembridge wasn't long enough to reach. However, there was two other sets on the island, one at Ventnor and one at Needles, which were called A sets at the time, and they could fire a rocket well over half a mile. And the set of equipment from Ventnor was brought to Bembridge, and the rocket set up on the beach and fired over the submarine, and they got the line on board. And always remember that, because at the time they weren't going to effect a rescue, but they had the line on board should they need to. So they decided to, they needed somewhere to secure the inner end of the rocket line. And that was accomplished because the district officer turned around to me and he said, "Right, Jim," he said, "get the other end of this rocket line." He said, "I want you to go up over the cliff." He said, "Got to the Coast Guard station," he said, "and we'll tie the rocket line onto the Coast Guard station." So my little part of that exercise was to actually take the inboard end of the line and tie it onto the Coast Guard station. We actually ended up, not we all held it, but we had the line holding the submarine on the tied to the Coast Guard station. What actually then happened was that a little later in the morning, it was decided, although the Bembridge lifeboat and that were all standing by, it was decided to use the search and rescue helicopters to actually come along and lift about half the crew off, which they did, and landed on the beach. And the part that I played in that was I was the Coast Guard officer on the beach, taking radio equipment out to the submarine so we could talk to it, and helping to bring the sailors ashore.